Someone get me a shirt. I am Kratos, the ghost of Sparta. You're listening to the Dude Wait What podcast. This isn't Sparta!
Welcome to the Dude Wait What podcast, an hour of news, opinions, and just plain old talk about video games and the gaming community. You can find our website at dudewaitwhatpodcast.blogspot.com, and you can contact us by leaving us a message on the Nerdsphere forums. Those are at autobotcity.myfastforum.org.
Already kit record, and we're recording now.
We're recording now.
Yes, welcome everyone to the Dude Wait What podcast and stuff and things. You know the drill if you've been a loyal listener. If it's your first time, what the hell are you doing here? Who sent you? My name is Toya. With me this week are Sean. Is Sean here?
I'm over there! I'm hiding! Leave me alone!
Yeah, Sean's here. I can't vouch for his mind. We've got Bob.
Hello.
I think we've got Moon.
Do we?
I don't know. And I think we might also have Jamie. Fantastic. So is Jamie here?
Oh, Jamie's around. He's just being Jamie. I don't know. He's probably doing men somewhere or something.
Right. So, topics this week. I know I kind of just jumped everyone for this, but topics this week, I'm going to start with stuff I want to talk about. Because I can.
I'm not talking about the size of your penis again.
It's a big topic. It's got a lot of room to cover.
If we're going to do that, I'm going to be playing War for Cybertron BRP.
Yeah, you do that. You do that. Big on my list, fighting game-wise, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, we got news that Dormammu and Beautiful Joe have officially been added to the roster. No big news
Dormammu!
For us. We talked about this a while ago. Yeah.
When I saw the trailers that you made me watch this morning, Dormammu kicks ass.
Yes, he does.
Dormammu kicks ass.
He basically plays a lot like Blackheart, from what I understand.
Oh, he plays a lot like a badass.
He does. That he does. He's quite enjoyable. Joe plays a lot like how he did in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, which means the incredibly cheap A button air combo is back, I'm guessing.
Oh, you're going to be spamming that.
I probably won't even play as Beautiful Joe. He just doesn't seem like he has a lot of variety to me. You know, it's just not... He's not a character I can get into. Jamie's back! Hello, Jamie!
Hello, everyone.
So, yeah...
Sorry,
so,
I'm late.
That's okay.
That's it, Jamie. You're being late. You're being docked one quarter's pay.
We get paid?
Yes, you do pay our... Hey, I got a check from you with my name on it for 52 cents.
I was wondering where that money went.
I didn't buy the gumball.
Can I borrow that 52 cents to go to BotCon next year?
No!
I think it's going to take a little more than that.
Well, it's just 52 cents closer to BotCon.
Oh, there you
well,
go.
Well, see, Moon, I told you, if you want to go to BotCon, you got to start stripping.
Yeah. Wait, no, this is a funny story now that I have. Because when I actually had a job, I had to give somebody a nickel. And I'm like, can you give me that nickel back? Because... And this has nothing to do with the crappy band Nickelback.
Thank God.
I was going to say.
Can you give me back that nickel because I need to go to a convention, which I'm not going to now, and
did you actually
I'm like
say
5 cents
that
short? Yeah, I did. I'm like, I need that back because what if I'm 5 cents short? I need 5 cents, you know?
Oh, Jesus. I hope whoever you said that to gets their time back when they die and go to heaven. It's like the first thing they want back is that those 5 seconds of their time that it took for you to ask them that question.
Oh, yeah, you know, they die in front of the person dies in front of their loved ones and then comes back for 5 seconds and then dies again. That's great for the grandkid.
So, yeah, in other fighting game news at Gamescom this weekend, we also got a first look at Tekken X Street Fighter. Not so much a first look as just a glimpse, because all we were shown is Ryu's face, and that's not much to go on. We didn't even get to see his body, because what they did was they stuck Ryu's head onto Paul Phoenix's body and colored the gi white. So, I don't know, Harada and the boys at Namco have got to step their game up, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. All you can say is face!
Yeah. In other Gamescom news, Bioshock Infinite announced this week the new installation of Bioshock will take place in the sky rather than under the water.
Anybody? Really? In the air. Yeah, in the air.
This news actually came out last week, but you didn't do an episode last week, so I'm going to talk about it now, damn it.
But hey, I will say this. I watched the trailer this morning, and all you I mean, you see the opening makes you think, oh, look, there's Big Daddy. It's underwater. And then all of a sudden, gets thrown out a window, and the guy's falling and going, ah! I'm like, holy fuck.
Now, they're saying...
it's falling!
They're saying that the outdoor will actually play a role in the game this time, that you will actually be forced to go outside in the Sky City and move from building to building via zip lines.
You think if it's an outdoor floating city, they would invent, like, bridges. No, we're going to use zip lines. What?
I don't know. The whole zip line thing is nice and all, but, I mean, it's literally on rails. There's not much you can do except, you know, get onto the zip line and wee.
Wee!
That might just be one way you do travel. I don't think that's going to be the only way.
Let's hope.
I think they were using that as an example.
They also did give out, at Gamescom, Irrational Games gave out some swag from their Bioshock Infinite stuff. One was a little bottle, one of the plasmid bottles, which, you know, in Bioshock, you usually get the plasmid, you drink it, or you inject it into your body, and it gives you a power. This one was called Murder of Crows, which, you know, the assumption is it will allow you to summon and control birds.
Makes sense. So that means you'd be a little more outside than just that.
Either that, or you use it and you become a member of Counting Crows.
Why would... That is one hell of a leap.
John, I don't know what you're talking about.
You were there. You were over there. And where you wanted to go was like a fucking, I don't know, France. And you fucking jumped. And you managed to make it somehow. But no one has a fucking clue how.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
In other video game news, I'm just kind of going to blow through the news stories and then we can talk about whatever for however long we have, because I don't know. I'm doing it how I want to. In other video game news this week, producer of Mortal Kombat, Hector Sanchez, has said that he thinks that Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter is inevitable. Producer of Street Fighter 4, Yoshitori Ono, has said that over his dead body will those two franchises meet.
No, wait, this is the thing. They could meet. All it would take is for Mortal Kombat to have a good fight system. That's all they need to do.
And a storyline that's a little bit more mature than a 14-year-old's Metal Power Fantasy.
I don't know. And just to go away. Buy Mortal Kombat. We're bored of you now.
The thing about it is that the philosophy of Street Fighter is very different from the philosophy of Mortal Kombat. Street Fighter, for the most part, regardless of which character you're playing, the point of the story is enlightenment through combat. These fighters meet, they fight, and they become better. In Mortal Kombat, fighters meet, they fight, and one dies. It's not exactly enlightening.
No.
But they don't die.
Well, they don't die storyline-wise, but, you know.
They all get killed by fatalities at the end of matches, but none of them die. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And wait a minute, and you get a god. Yes, gods can play.
Whoa. Don't pick on Mortal Kombat for a god, because a god has varying abilities depending on the continuity you put it in. And besides, Akuma is close to being godlike, as is Evil Ryu, as is Devil Jin, as is about 4 million other things. So don't worry about that. That doesn't really mean anything.
I was going to mention God Rugal from Capcom vs. SNK 2.
There you go.
It's in his name. But you see, the thing is, I think Tekken...
And speaking of God, I was just going to say one more thing on God. Yeah. Did anybody here play Rise of the Triad on the PC?
I did.
No.
Right. God mode on that would actually make you fly and cast thunderbolts from your hands. Rather than just be invincible, you would actually be godlike.
Wasn't,
fly around and go,
wasn't there also a dog mode?
I can't remember. I remember it being one of the first games that had bullets. You'd have a bullet hole in a wall from where you shot. It was amazing.
Oh my god!
Do you remember Hexen?
Yes. Very good game.
Do you remember chicken mode in Hexen?
Yes.
It would actually turn you into a chicken.
What?
It was funny as hell. Really? All you see in the front of the screen is like this little beak, and then you have to peck enemies to death. Brilliant.
Yep.
So
used in combination with God mode, made for a very entertaining game.
Hey, here's here's a thought. Why don't I want to bring up this in conversation. Why don't we see cheat codes in video games anymore? When was the last time you played a video game that had a cheat code in it?
GTA.
Postal 2. Well, loads of games have cheat codes now. GTA 4's got loads of them.
Okay.
Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I kind of use that to cheat a little bit.
Are those cheats or are those unlockables?
Well, they're cheats to unlock...
quicker.
Yeah, you can use them to unlock the red bricks quicker. And I did that because I'm a little cheap shit. But I didn't give a shit because I got my full gamer score on it.
Right.
Now... one of the last games I used a cheat code on was, believe it or not, the original Siphon Filter.
Okay.
With Siphon My Filter.
You're obsessed with Siphon Filter, aren't you?
I love that game.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was average. The first one was average at best. And it has not aged well at all.
But do you
guys... Siphon My Filter in your ass.
Do you guys remember like, stuff like Contra where you'd have to play, basically if you wanted to make comfortable progress in the game, you basically have to cheat, you know? You could, you know, be a man and play the whole game with like 3 lives, but that was friggin' suicide in Contra.
Oh yeah. I mean, you'd be playing for like days.
I don't know, it just seems like cheat. Now, here's my theory. My theory is that a lot of these games now have stuff like downloadable content. They have stuff like, you know, you pay for extra costumes in Street Fighter, or you know. So instead of making cheat codes a thing where you unlock bonuses, or a thing where it makes you better at the game so you finish the game faster, the company doesn't want you to finish the game fast. They want you to take your time with it and buy all their downloadable content. So they've basically phased out the whole cheat code thing. And I start to notice, like in EGM, they stopped running their cheat code section. I mean, like, entirely, because there just weren't enough games that had cheat codes that you could put in there. Yeah,
they still come out. No, they have cut them down, but then there was a whole thing of them cutting down anyway before recent consoles, before downloadable content, it was cutting down massively.
Yeah, I mean,
the last game that had funny cheat codes, like, back in the day, I played was Postal 2. Hmm. When, if you wanted God mode, you had to call it Allah mode.
You mother.
And there was other things, various other things, and it was like, then the game would insult you for using the codes as well. It was quite funny. I did really like that. Oh, there was also the crazy mode.
I got one for you. Anybody remember Descent for the PC?
No.
Okay. In the first Descent game, there was a cheat code. I believe it was Gabba Gabba Hey. When you typed in Gabba Gabba Hey, it would basically make you invincible and give you all the weapons. Pretty easy cheat. Then you got to Descent 2. If you played Descent 2 and you typed in Gabba Gabba Hey, it would actually drop your health to 1, strip you of all your weapons, and you'd hear a woman's voice going, "Cheater."
Yeah, that happens in a few games.
I thought that was fun.
Well, there was, what was it? In the Spider-Man game for PlayStation, mm-hmm. If you entered the code LNAS...
Stan Lee, spell backwards.
Yeah, you would actually get Stan Lee going, "Excelsior!" And it would unlock this whole new mode to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where you could actually swing over to the next building and the human force basically saying, "Hey, we gotta go fight Mole Man. I'll catch you later."
Okay, hang on a second there. Sean, your audio is getting kind of choppy. So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break. I'm going to pause the podcast for a second. We're going to all call, you know, drop the call and call back, because I think that's probably going to solve it. So, guys, we're going to take a break. Be right back. Bye.
Okay.
back. I probably put some music in there because I'm awesome and shit. So yeah, here we go. So continuing the story of cheat codes. Yeah, Spider-Man 2 had a bunch of cheat codes that let you play as like different characters and whatnot.
But the second one that came out for the PlayStation also had the code. I forget what the code was, but there was a spot instead of having to go across the swing across this bridge, uh-huh. you could jump on a giant floating banana.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you jumped and rode this giant floating banana, and it took you across the stage.
That just freaking hurt my head right there. God.
Or you find, like in the first one, when you're racing to save the Scorpion, or save JJ from the Scorpion, instead of their bantering back and forth, all you get is, Marco Polo!
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. That's like the I would have been your daddy skull in Halo. You turn that on, all the characters start saying funny stuff. I was like that.
Sorry, say again?
The I would have been your daddy skull in Halo. You turn that on, all the characters start saying funny stuff. I thought that was pretty fun. How do you think that? Well, the thing I remember, the reason I started seeing cheats going, was around the same time where achievements became a big thing. Where, you know, in some games, when you enable the cheats, it would actually block you from getting achievements. And I think most programmers for games just thought that that was a little, a little too much to do. You know, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if there's probably some rain falling here. You can probably hear it in the background. You know, I said last week was going to be our worst episode ever. I think this is going to be our worst episode ever.
This is getting close. We're finding nothing to talk about. I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Why did EA fuck up Command & Conquer?
Well, actually, hang on. Before you get into that, Jamie wanted to talk about one of the wrestling games that he saw at Gamescom. Before we get into that, because I just want to make sure Jamie gets his... Jamie, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
I am here, yeah. Bob can talk first, because I'm still doing a little bit of last-minute research.
Well, what was the game?
SmackDown vs. War 2011. Yes. I could talk a bit about it, because I know about
it. Tell us about that.
Obviously, it's the next game in the franchise, which is going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. And I think the last one will be called SmackDown vs. War End of Time Edition. When Time Itself has ended, there'll be another SmackDown game afterwards. Basically, normal affair, updated roster, wrestlers. They've changed some of the game modes. One of the best things, one of the things that's got most people excited is normally when you play a wrestling game, you set up your own matches, you decide to have an exhibition, and you'll fight your opponent in that. What this will do now is when you go for an exhibition match, it will automatically set up a card. Mm-hmm. For those not in the know, a card is essentially a set of matches to take place on an event. So depending on who you normally fight with, who normally feuds in that, it will set up a match on that and try to expand upon the storyline you're already telling. Just with matches. Now, it doesn't really mean anything. You can turn it off, and if you want, you can change the matches as well. So if you're on there and you see for some reason John Cena's got a match, you can stop him from having a match and never wrestling again, the talentless hack. And it'll make things better for everyone. The fact that it does it in the background, so to speak, it will say, like, you'll pick two people to fight with, or four people, or whatever you want, and then brings up the card and where you are in the card. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It carries on and tells you what happened in those matches afterwards.
It's essentially a tournament mode, then.
Well, not really, because it isn't. Those don't affect those other matches. Don't affect your match.
Hmm.
You have your match. That's great, and you just do what happens, whatever you want in that.
Yeah.
As you normally would in an exhibition style event. All the other matches are just for story, for future reference. So, if you've been having lots of matches before with Randy Orton fighting Batista, even though Batista's not going to be in the game, but you know what I mean. Randy Orton fighting John Cena. They could be another Randy Orton John Cena fight on the main event of that card, whereas your match is just below it. And all will happen is you see all the matches that are going to take place on Raw tonight, all these matches, and one of them's yours that you've picked. You have your match. Then when you've had your match, you see the results of Raw that night. it's a nice little feature because it doesn't detract from the game.
It's kind of cute.
It doesn't interfere. Yeah, it doesn't interfere with it, and it lets you set up storylines and everything amongst yourself, if you know what I mean. So you can have the same kind of matches going on in feuds and that up to pay-per-views, and it's a nice little touch, which, you know, it's not going to stop you from enjoying your game, but it's not necessarily going to add to it. But even it's not going to, it will never take away. It will only ever add. It's a brilliant little feature. The other main one is the Hell in a Cell matches, which were originally, when they first came out with them, were like the highlight of the genre of the game. Have gone downhill massively recently because they haven't been updated with all the other modes. Small cell
updated in about 10 years.
Exactly. It's a small cell. You can't get weapons in the matches, and various other bits and pieces. So they've changed it now. They've updated it. The cell's bigger, more realistic size, and you can get weapons from under the ring. However, it looks like they've taken away the feature to get out of the cell and climb to the top.
They have. You have to break through the cage now.
Well, at least you can break through the cage. Well, that's okay. That I can handle. I was worried for a second there they'd taken away the feature to throw people from the top of the cell.
No, they haven't taken that away. The other quite interesting thing they've had to do is, because of, I think, the game engine, they can't have ring steps either side. They've had to get one rid of one, otherwise the game runs too slow.
Wait, why would the game run too slow?
Because they keep upping the polygon count. Now, they keep upping the count in the quality of the faces and everything and in the crowd. So basically, it's just, they put, because they don't just do flat textures, they put, you know, bump mapping and everything on them. They just take away that one piece of item that will let the game run smoothly. I mean, we've all seen it before when you remove the amount of objects in first person shooters for it to run smoother. It's exactly that kind of philosophy. Because they have to predict that you're going to have six people in the match. So they go for worst case scenario, right? There's six people in this match, and you've got the crowd, and we've got everything else. Do we need two sets of ring steps? No, we don't. Right, get rid of one set. It's good that they've tested it.
Yeah.
You see, I think that's what happens when you force a game to come out every year without fail. You know, you will end up with technical limitations and problems when all you're doing is, you know, you're not just updating the roster, you are trying to make a brand new game, but given that you only have the time constraints of finishing it within a year, you will run into problems. I mean, this is not a fair comparison, but the same thing happened to the King of Fighters franchise when they try to get a game out every year and it just fell apart. So then after a while, they started naming it, okay, the next one's King of Fighters 11, because we just can't keep up with the time anymore.
Well, it's not just that. It's they build it every year. They start making the new game about 4 months before the old one has been released.
Jesus Christ.
So they've already got some of the team already leave and start making the new game ready for the next one. This year is quite new because for a change, they haven't... normally the roster pretty much gets locked around WrestleMania time. So around the start of April, everyone who is wrestling about the start of April is normally in the game for November release. Well, they've changed it now.
Here's a thought.
So it's a bit late.
What about flip-flopping development teams, like what they do for like a series like Call of Duty?
I don't think the developing house is big enough, and WWE themselves are tiding a contract at the moment, because they're not particularly happy with the direction the games have been taken.
Yeah, well, again, when you have to push it out on time, the quality is going to take a nosedive at some point.
Well, this is a sad thing, because the last two have actually been quite good, especially 2010. 2010's probably the best one yet, I think.
I love how they have the Mickey James story mode. I think like a month later she got fired.
No. Do you know why it's Mickey James though? This is the best bit.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be Candace.
It's supposed to be Candace Michelle, but just before the game got released, she got fired. So they quickly changed it to Mickey James, and they changed as many of the lines as they could to Mickey James. Some of the lines seem a bit short and off. That's because they just removed someone saying, "Hey, Candice." So they go, "Hey, how are you?"
That's funny.
To be fair, they managed to do it at the last minute. It's because Candice Michelle really upset the management when she left. Because she was shit. She went away for a while. She said, "I'm going to practice my wrestling skills." Came back and botched in the first match massively. Anyway, You're no use to us anymore. Goodbye. As soon as you drop below the level of Kelly Kelly, you need to get the fuck out of our company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's looking good. I'm going to get it. I always get the SmackDown games.
Jamie, what's your verdict? Is it looking good?
Yeah, I've actually got some more information on it as well.
What you got for us?
One of the other major things they've done is they've completely revamped the Road to WrestleMania mode. And it's now going to be more like a role-playing game where you will be able to roam around backstage and different areas, and you'll have to either speak to different wrestlers to be able to...
Hang on a second. If there's at any point I have to drive a forklift in this, if I have to ever drive a forklift in this game, I'm sold.
That was the best bit. Or remember fighting in the street and getting hit by cars.
Oh, yes.
Shenmue.
I remember once...
Where did you go, Shenmue?
I remember once in a... No, because there was... I'm sure it was a golf cart. It was a golf cart you were riding in this. That was fantastic.
What are we talking
and
about?
You go on the street. Talk about SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I know you were. I know you were. You were on about Shenmue. But in SmackDown, you could actually go out into the street in one of them. You could take the fight all the way backstage out into the street. And there'd be cars going past. You could get hit by a car. That's quite funny.
I remember that. It was fun.
But I remember once, I think it was in SmackDown Shut Your Mouth, with Hogan on the cover of The Rock. And you could fight on the fist. You know, they had the big fist on the SmackDown stage at the time that was punching through the stage, apparently. Kind of in that style. You could climb up the SmackDown set and fight on the fist. And we were standing at this particular point, and all that had happened is we're in a match against Hulk Hogan. He'd climb up. And because there wasn't enough space for his character to stand, he'd fall off again and hurt himself. So he'd come back up to get us and fall off and hurt himself. We, honest to God, we stood there watching him do it for half an hour, laughing our asses off.
Oh my God.
Look, there goes Hogan! Hogan's down! Hogan's down! We were drunk at the time.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, basically...
SmackDown drunk is the best.
That's what THQ are aiming for. They want to go back to some of the earlier games where you had the more backstage environments.
If they want to do that, they should just fucking remake No Mercy, because apparently that was the best wrestling game ever made.
Also, yeah, you can do that because No Mercy's too slow for them.
Also, in this mode, can earn superstar points as well to get things like
boobies,
steroids,
extra stamina, that sort of thing. They haven't really said properly yet.
What I like that's going to come out, sorry, just something that reminded me of something that's really exciting. Normally, when you play these games, you've got your create a wrestler mode, right? You make a wrestler, they've got shit stats because you've got to take him through a fucking story mode.
Yeah.
Right? We all hate this. No, no more. 2011, you make a wrestler, you give him the stats you want.
Hmm.
That officially sold me the game. That on its own... If they kept it, if it was exactly the same game as 2010 with an updated roster, and that, I'd have bought the game. Guaranteed. It's fantastic news. Because it means that everyone can have, like when I made you guys ages ago, like a year ago. You've all got shit stats apart from Toy, because Toy's the only one that pins people in matches and wins.
Yeah!
So they're all like 55. I mean, Toy is only like 65. And it's just so much hassle to level people up.
Wait, what? Why am I better than everyone else on that team? What is?
I don't know. You're the only one that just finishes and pins people. I don't know why that happens.
It's awesome by essence. Just because it's me.
I don't play it. I just do the computer thing to level people up. Because I thought no one could be asked to play properly.
The computer knows how awesome I am.
Unfortunately, Sean, you were the worst. You were the worst person.
What?
He's not talking about it in the game. He's just talking about you.
Yeah, yeah. And in the game. In the game, you're not very good either. Because I remember having a match. It was Moon, Toya, and Sean against Goldust, Cody Rhodes, and Dusty Rhodes.
Oh.
Right. In an elimination match. I think it was elimination.
I hope at the end it was me and Dusty Rhodes.
It was elimination. No. Because it started off, and Toy started the match. It was blah, blah, blah. and then they tagged in Sean. Sean came in, got beat up by Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes finisher. Sean was gone. And none of you two ran in for the save.
To be honest, I wouldn't have ran in anyway because, well, I want to punch Sean in the mouth, so.
Why do you want to punch me in the mouth, asshole?
I just do.
Fight.
You've got a voice that just want to punch you in the mouth.
The thing is, because you were all so low level, you all got beat up anyway. It was just the fact that Toya tags in Sean. Sean gets beat up for the, well, finish it. Oh, it's gone now. Bye, Sean.
Are you kidding? I'm probably the only high card on that stable, so.
Look, Toya is
the only high
the
card
one.
On it.
I just have some breaking news here.
You say high car?
Guys, just breaking news here on Computer Video Gaming Network. Apparently, Bungie has revealed that Master Chief is in Halo Reach.
Yeah, I thought that was announced ages ago.
Oh, only in firefight mode, though. Huh.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. I'm still getting that game, though. I just need to play that game.
Midnight release in the UK.
I'm gonna
they keep
get
trying
it.
To... Oh, have you seen the console that's coming out for it?
Yes, the Halo Reach console with the
it makes noises like Halo noises.
Yes, it does. When you eject the disc, it makes the invisibility pickup noise.
And it's like, I want it. I want that console so bad, and I just can't. Even if I traded in my old hard drive, I'd have to back up all my saves.
Yeah.
And everything, and it's like,
I don't even think the transfer kits are going to work with the new Slim.
No, they do.
They do. Okay. Yes. Well, that's a surprise on me.
But the problem is I can't transfer my hard drive and get the console. Because I'd have to trade in my console to be able to afford the new console.
Yeah.
Could
you trade in your console without the hard drive?
Yeah, but you get nothing for it.
Oh, well, that sucks.
And also, you don't get the limited edition version of the game with the console version. You just get a normal version of the game. It's like, why? Why did you do this?
Oh, speaking of stuff that you're into, Bob, have you seen the videos for the new Dragon Age 2 trailers?
Yes.
Yeah, they're kind of playing like an action game.
It's more like Mass Effect with swords.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I
said this before. I was reading PC Gaming UK. They've already played it.
Yeah.
And you have one character who's a human male.
Uh-huh.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know who he is properly. He's got a bad memory. Apparently you did some great thing. You've got to remember what you did. And, but two people know who you are in the game. And you've got to speak to them, but they both have different stories about you. And it's like, which one's true, or they're both true. It is, but in the same way, the best thing about Dragon Age was the beginnings.
Yeah.
I think they've missed the point.
Well,
it's gonna sell well, which is a disappointment because it won't be as good.
Well, here's the funny thing, right? Given that it's gonna play more like an action game, I played Mass Effect 2 on my PC because for me, Mass Effect, pointing and aiming and shooting, I felt more comfortable with the mouse and keyboard. But seeing as this is going to be like an action game, like an action hack and slash, I may just pick it up for the 360 because I think I want my 360 controller in hand when I play this.
Yeah.
It just feels right. It just feels right. Oh,
I don't know.
You know, hang on. There's one more news story I want to talk about right now, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about it.
I just want to say one thing. Yeah. We haven't finished with Jamie yet.
Did we?
Exactly.
Sorry.
No, I haven't finished.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Sorry. Please continue. Yeah.
he's probably done forgot where he was.
No, I haven't. Because I was talking about the Road to WrestleMania thing. The other thing that looks pretty cool is you'll be able to go through the gorilla position before you make your entrance to your matches, which I think is quite a little nifty thing. With that,
you might have to explain that to some people, Jamie.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, in wrestling, behind the stage, there's what's called the gorilla position, which is basically where you will have your agents and people that are planning the matches beforehand and giving people last-minute instructions.
I always enjoyed the gorilla position.
What the hell
was
that?
One of my favorites.
Ninja! Ninja! Somebody get the samurai!
Yes, folks, Chris Hansbro has infiltrated our podcast.
My Again. God!
Rape him! Rape him! What? Who said that?
No, thank you. I prefer it consensually. Now, hey, you can buy me dinner.
My asshole hurts now. Please tell me why.
Oh,
surprise butt sex.
Surprise!
No. Poke, poke, poke. No! My butthole!
So that's whose house I was at the other day.
So yeah, Chris, we're just having the most eclectic episode ever. We're jumping all over the place with topics. Anything else, Jamie, about SmackDown versus Raw 28?
Yes! Yes, I do!
To not get off on the longest tangent ever anymore.
Right, you've got the usual people in the roster, but what has been confirmed is the Nexus will be in the game, including Bryan Danielson.
Ooh.
Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
See, I refuse to call them the Nexus. That's just retarded. It's like a black hole in space. Yeah. That's what a Nexus is.
Is it wrong that anytime somebody says Nexus now, the only thing I can think of is Nexus Maximus, which was supposed to be a Transformers name, but then when we Googled it, we found something else completely different?
Please say it was Easy Robot Born.
Don't pretend you didn't already own a Nexus Maximus, so everyone went, oh, it's a dodo. You went, oh, really? I didn't know. What are you talking? Putting it in the cupboard. I don't know what you mean. Shut the door.
Why would you name that a Nexus Maximus anyway? It made no sense. Anyway.
It's Hasbro. What do you expect?
But it gives it maximum penetration.
Oh,
in your Nexus.
Oh, in your Nexus.
Jamie, save us, Jamie. What else?
Jamie,
right.
Go.
They've made some changes to the control system and the general playability side of things. You know when you do a move like a sit-down powerbomb, you pin someone straight away? Well, now you've got the...
That's what happens when Moon goes to the toilet.
You now have the... You'll have the option... whether to go for the pin or not with some moves, which is quite good. Yeah. The other thing they've changed is now you don't have to get your opponent groggy to do a finisher. You can do a finisher anytime you want, but it can be blocked.
Ooh.
And they've added...
The bad part about getting your opponent groggy, you have to take them all to an all-night strip club, and then it takes a while to get them that groggy.
Speaking of blocking, did they fix that at all from SmackDown 2010?
No, it's got worse.
Fuck.
They've added a lot more reversals, and it's still on one button.
I love one button reversal.
Oh!
Fucking trigger button. Wonderful. Yeah, just press the trigger button, it'll block you for it. No.
They've added a new move position now as well. You can actually put your opponent on the top rope and do different moves.
However,
you can't do like strong moves conventionally like you would before, where you'd press one of the shoulder buttons, I think it is, and then is it the?
Then it's just flick the stick like a regular grab.
Yeah.
You can't do that now. Basically, they've got rid of the strong grapple now. Basically, you've got to beat your opponent down to do more moves, a bit like their Legends of WrestleMania game, and I do not know how that's going to turn out.
I like that. I like the fact that you can't go straight in and start doing like end of the match moves. You have to wear the opponent down, and that gives you access to new moves. I like that idea.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. I think that's pretty much everything that they've released at the moment.
So, Nexus Maximus.
Let's not go back on that topic.
Let's get into a deep discussion on that.
Something I just discovered, guys. If you say tech and science really fast together, it sounds like tech and science. My God. It's insane.
No.
You spent too much time thinking, haven't you? You should stop thinking.
So here's a rather major news story that broke this week that I completely slipped my mind because I wasn't sure if we wanted to talk about it or not. But apparently, the PlayStation 3 has now been hacked.
I am
system,
shocked.
The system that was considered unhackable for quite a period of time has now been hacked by nothing more than a USB flash drive. Apparently, how the hack works, you insert the flash drive, you boot the system using an original disk that you own, and then you can load copied games from anywhere on your hard drive or attached to media. So a USB external hard drive, maybe. You have an ISO for the game on that. You load the game straight from that. Now, should this be real? Because we've only had like a few videos online purporting it to be real. Should this be real, I think we'll actually see an increase in the sale of PlayStation units while a similar decrease in the number of PlayStation game sales.
Yes, but I also think we'll see a patch in a day. So it'll be like every day when you start up the PS3, but this time it'll just patch that in.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're saying that the exploit takes advantage of something that's built into the PlayStation hardware. Not the firmware, not the software, but the hardware, and that's difficult to patch.
No, I can't see how that's possible.
Hmm.
Because if you essentially you have to be using software to bypass it, which means it can be blocked.
Okay.
Whoever, think of it this way, right?
Yeah.
You've got any PC you want in the world, any PC. You plug a flash drive into it, and you boot it from the flash. You're still using software from that.
Yeah.
You could write a piece of software to disable boot up from USB.
Well, what I'm seeing is what they say online is that the guys who are making this available, obviously they're going to talk up their own product, but what they're saying is that it makes the games playable, however, they cannot guarantee whether online play will always be playable. So apparently what that implies is that while the online play could be patched in order to like make you not play online the game, that's fantastic English, it also implies that they're saying that it is at least difficult for Sony to patch the actual
I don't
act
think
of
so.
Loading the game. That's what they're
I implying. Think
that's what they're implying.
They're implying
yes, but
that.
That's what
they
claim to sell their shit. But I mean, also, it's like, cool, oh no, I can't play the 4 decent online games for the PS3.
Yeah, but I think they're saying that, in not because, oh, they're going to patch the online version of it. I think they're saying that because you may have to just take your PS3 off the internet and not patch it. That's what they're saying.
Which is what a lot of people do with their patched PSPs, is that they just don't upgrade the firmware.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is what they mean. I guarantee you that's what they meant, and they're just trying to be funny about it, because there's no way that Sony can't stop it.
I'd just like to take this moment to say that we here at the Dude Wait What podcast do not endorse or condone piracy of any kind.
I do.
Good, because I will kick you in the nutsack.
Moon, prepare to get your nuts kicked. That is if Chris can find it. Because as far as I'm aware, Chris doesn't actually own an electron microscope. So he makes
Don't touch my wiener.
I don't know. We can't. Because we can't fucking find it.
Don't touch
You'd need the Hubble telescope to find that.
It's hard to touch something you can't see.
Jamie, we need a telescope to find you too. So
he's got you there, Jamie. You are tiny.
So let's talk about what we've been playing this week. Let's start from the top of my list. Moon, what you been playing this week?
War for Cybertron and Madden 11, and yeah.
War for Cybertron's got a quad XP weekend this weekend?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'll see you online in a sec, Moon. See you online in a sec.
So, is that what, Madden 11, you said?
Yeah.
That
oh,
just
God.
Released this month, didn't it? This last
yeah.
Month.
What's wrong with Madden 11?
Nothing wrong with Madden 11. It's awesome.
It's Chris football.
Crying about it. What's wrong? So?
I'm this crying.
Chance to get to...
I'm crying, you bastard.
Fuckers. There's no crying in football.
There is.
Yeah, if you're trying to...
There is if you're Brett Favre.
If you're Chad Johnson, you can cry in football and then get yelled at and called a big fat fucking pussy. Now, for those who don't... Chad Johnson is the wonderful human being called Chad Ochocinco.
Hey, Chad is awesome.
Oh, is that the douche that named himself after his number?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
You know why he did it? From a guy who actually knew him? The guy is just nuts. I love him for it.
He's a jerk off.
No, he's not. He's just crazy.
He is. He's a little bitch.
He's a pussy
silly
bitch.
As hell. He was crying to his butt buddy, B.O., that he got hit too hard in preseason last night. It's like, grow the fuck up. It's football. You're going to get hard. You're going to get hit hard. Big fucking deal. Stop crying like a little bitch.
Right then. Jamie, what have you been playing this week?
Bob, you're next on the list. I'm going by the list.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Fine, I'm next. Yeah. Be like that. Yeah. Right. I've been playing Uncharted 2.
Ooh. That's good, as everyone says?
It is good. It's not amazing, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's a solid 8. Solid 8 out of 10. It's got a lot of flaws. It has far too much gunplay action for a game that doesn't have particularly good gunplay action. It's alright, I've nearly finished it now. I'm trying to think when I last did a podcast when I was playing games.
You were at Auto Assembly last week.
Yeah, I was. The week before that. I know I was playing some Kane and Lynch Dead Days. Is it Dead Days or Dead Man? Dead Man. Playing some more of that. Just started playing Naruto Rise of a Ninja. I'm going to be playing War for Cybertron when we finish this podcast.
Excellent.
And there's something else. Oh, what was it? Devil May Cry 4 and Far Cry 2.
Devil May Cry 4, one of my favorites. Ooh. Absolutely love that game.
I haven't really started. I've just started both of them. So.
I like Nero more than Dante.
Nero's a little bitch.
I like him.
Except he's got a badass super claw that does shit things.
Sorry, by default, Moon likes him too because he's voiced by Johnny Young Bosch.
Yep. I don't even know who he is and I like him.
There you go. Chris, what have you been playing this week?
What have I been playing? I've been playing mostly that newfangled Tomb Raider game that got released.
Oh, is that any good? I was going to download the demo for that.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It is actually really, really solid, and I would say worth $15.
You know what? I'm gonna Xbox now and download that demo.
You should.
Wasting no time with that.
Oh, I've also been playing.
Shit, I'm hosting. I shouldn't do that.
The new Tomb Raider.
All
I've
right.
also been playing a whole lot of the glory of one of the best games ever released on next gen systems, with Saints Row 2.
Oh, what a game.
It's glitchy. It's buggy as fuck at points, but my god, it's so much fun.
It hits the spot. It hits the spot for perfect fun where you can overlook glitches. Because it's just mental. Like,
hey, check it out. Awesome. We're going to make a Grand Theft Auto clone, except unlike Grand Theft Auto 4, we're not going to shy away from the fact that your character is an unrepentant, massive douche. And
if anything, we're just going to
revel in the insanity.
Yeah, if anything, we're going to build upon the fact that your character's a dick and likes to hurt people and use that to drive the game forward. It's just fucking mad violence from start to finish. And when you finish the game, you can still play violence. It's great fun.
Exactly, and I never actually have finished any of the final missions. Simply for the reason that I just like to run into gang territories, rack up 5 stars, and fuck shit up.
Excellent.
It's always fun.
It is such a ridiculously fun game. That, and still a whole lot of Persona 3 Portable.
Excellent game. So, Jamie, what have you been playing this week?
I've just played a bit of Mario Kart DS. That's been about it.
You know,
I'm
so angry that I traded in my Mario Kart DS, because if I had known you had that game, I would have kept it so we could have played it together.
Oh my god!
Ooh, it's absolutely amazing!
I've got total.
Is that all you've been playing this week, Jamie?
Yeah.
Alright, moving along. Shaw, what have you been playing this week?
Still been playing some Rogue Galaxy and some Sonic here and there.
Oh, I forgot a game. I forgot one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was playing Kingdom Hearts this week as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Have you been trying to speedrun it, or are you just doing, like, a regular playthrough?
Playing it for shits.
Okay. Myself, I've been playing, well, last week, while Bob was away at Auto Assembly, and Jamie was away at Auto Assembly, and half of our friends were away at Auto Assembly, and I was withdrawing into a shell of my former self, I found solace in a little game called Apollo Justice Ace Attorney.
Yeah!
That is a fantastic, well, I've always been a fan of the Phoenix Wright games. I kind of skipped one to get to Apollo Justice, but I'm kind of glad I did, because Apollo Justice has a great gameplay system. I really like the whole thing where he has to perceive when somebody's lying. That's brilliant stuff. I spent like 4 days playing that game straight, to the point where Monday rolled around and I was like, you know what, screw this. I used the excuse I was going to stay home and spend time with my niece, and she and I sat down and finished the last mission in the game.
Let's do a podcast. Nah, I'm playing Ace Attorney.
Ace Attorney will ruin me, which is why, like, the next one, which is what is it, Miles Edgeworth Perfect Prosecutor, I'm actually
is awesome.
I'm afraid to start it because I will lose more time of my life to that game.
It is a great one, and it's got just it's interesting systems as well, a lot of walking around. Mm-hmm. Plus you're the gorgeously awesome and awesomely gorgeous edgy poo.
So,
I like my edgy poo.
So I've been playing that, and I also, just yesterday, picked me up a new monitor, which I have now made a dual monitor system. I will have Windows running on both monitors, and I also have one of them connected to my Xbox 360, so I'm finally gaming in HD for the longest, you know, hold off I've ever had on that. And I now have me a little command center. I never have to get up ever again. I'm going to become, like, the most lazy slob ever known to man.
I don't know. You've never met me.
That is true.
Wait. No, you haven't. Huh. What?
So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with my dual monitor setup. I spent all morning, like, playing all my old games over in HD to see if there's any differences. And there are minor differences, which blew me out of the water when I saw them. So I'm kind of happy with that. Aside from that, just been playing, you know, the usual Super Street Fighter 4. Been playing a little Halo 3 to gear up for Halo Reach coming out soon. And that's about it for me so far, really.
Man, I got to hook up my Super Street Fighters and my Tekkens again, but that'll be later.
I've been looking for Super Street Fighter 4 challenges all the time. These guys know that. Just, you know, I got me 2 arcade sticks, son. I got options.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the remaining 10 minutes of this podcast will just be us sitting here going, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys, snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. Who would win in a fight? Randy, Macho Man Savage, or the Kool-Aid Man?
It's Kool-Aid called Man. Macho
I have no
Man
idea.
Randy Savage.
Okay, fine. Macho Man Randy Savage or the Kool-Aid
Man. Yeah. Get it fucking right. Dick.
Who?
The Kool-Aid Man wins, because that fucker breaks through walls, is made of glass, can break through that brick wall and not break.
Have
you ever tried
to
punch glass that's that strong?
He's got me there.
I mean, shit, try hitting someone with a bottle made out of something that isn't salt. Does it break? No, it doesn't.
Who goes smashing through walls anyway?
You know, I don't know.
Man.
Which one is more dangerous to your stomach, though? The Kool-Aid or a Slim Jim?
Both?
Slim Jim?
Oh my god.
Well, no, if you eat them both together, it cancels out.
I was just going to suddenly have a craving for Slim Jim and Kool-Aid.
That's because you're a weird individual.
No, that's because I'm completely susceptible to advertising.
You want to see a weird individual? Look at my horse.
Oh, that horse is amazing.
Yay, I leveled up my...
If I give it a lick, what does it taste like?
A bit like cock, actually.
Oh, God.
Mmm, cheesy.
and a little bit nutty as well.
Why do we hang out with you people?
What?
Because we're cuddly.
Why nutty?
And you're
what the fuck?
Frickin'
nutty?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, you didn't just go there. You didn't.
Tobago.
Tobago. Wait, Toy, is your chief export Tobago sauce?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Are we going back to your massive leaps in comedy logic, Sean?
Yes.
You've just jumped from fucking Florida to fucking France with that one.
You know, the
Tobago
last time,
sauce. Haha, you know, Tobago
somebody,
sauce.
The last time I heard somebody mispronounce Tobago other than Chris that badly was actually when they had a guy from Trinidad and Tobago on the Seinfeld show. And Jerry Seinfeld goes, wait, he's from Trinidad and Tobago? What does that make him, a Trinidadian and Toboggan?
Oh, God.
So
in this one instance,
Seinfeld is not funny.
Well, Sean, in this one instance, you are actually funnier than Jerry Seinfeld in this one instance.
That would be about every instance.
Yeah.
The universe may explode.
Hey, I'm to scream about being Jewish. You know what I hate about airplanes?
It's a fucking... Jerry Seinfeld was never that funny.
No,
I remember watching
it
after the big hype.
Fucking...
I thought the writing
I just watched it once.
Funny.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that good. The writing was
the, humor.
The same thing every episode.
I just like how some of the stuff used to tie in, like at the end of the episode. Like everything would end up being tied together, which I thought was actually pretty cool.
What's the deal?
Tacos.
Oh yeah, what's the deal? Yeah.
What's the deal with Jerry Seinfeld and his bad comedy?
What's the deal with that? I don't know.
But it's a gist. But no, seriously.
Still recording.
It's seriously, right?
Yeah, we're still
fucking
recording.
You have
I have like 5 minutes to kill.
Every episode. You have the bold guy get in a state, Jerry try and help him, the slag would try and help him, and then the crazy guy would do stuff crazy, undermining everything, have his own little story, and then it would they all come up at the end, and, oh, somehow it was all linked. What a twist! Fuck off. A lot of you.
Are you,
fire
are you in
it.
Fact comparing Jerry Seinfeld to M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night
Shyamalan, look at my ding-dong.
That person can die in a fire.
Oh, God, I've started him again.
You have. It's your
no,
own.
No,
Avatar,
move on.
The last airbender.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Oh,
yeah,
no.
that's not a bad place to cut it. So yeah,
no.
On behalf of
Run.
On behalf of myself, the very angry moon.
Fuck you, M. Night Shyamalan, die in a fire, you scumbag motherfucker. I hate your mother because she gave birth to you.
The very lovely Bob.
Ooh.
Mwah. Love you, bye.
The very clean-shaven Chris Hansbrough. I'm not sure if that's right.
Dude, I got fucking mutton chops.
Right, there
you
go.
You did say my name right.
All right, the very reticent Jamie.
What?
Look it up, it's a word.
Somebody's got his thesaurus out today.
And the
Somebody
very...
Somebody can't say thesaurus today.
And the very, 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 very Sean.
Get you on the flip side.
Fucking John.
I'm Toya, and this is my podcast. My podcast's amazing. Give it a lick. It tastes just like I'm hanging up on you now.